for all sinners. Thank you, Lord. You gave in your Son, Jesus. You cleanse us from sin that we can hear in your kingdom. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
How are you in the Lord Jesus Christ, our viewers?
Kulika yo program we wedde.
Welcome back from the program we've winded up.
Simanyi ewa ekoze obulungi
kwa tulaba. No, whether it's done good to you, our viewer.
Agambi atya.
What have they said?
Tumusinza akoze echi.
Let's worship him, is risen up.
Tujukira amazukira gwa mukama wafu Yesu Kristo.
We remember resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
We yazukira awamu nafate.
He who rose up together with us.
Nga program je tuyongerayo nayo bweri.
As the program we proceed on is.
Tukole tutya.
What should we do? What has it said?
Tuzukire na ye.
We raise with him.
Katino.
Right now.
Eriabonga tonazukira wamu na ye.
And to those who not yet risen with him.
We kugamba anti.
It's to say that.
Ngatonafira wamu na ye.
You've not died together with him.
Era nozukira wamu na ye.
And you raise together with him.
Mukukiriza anti Yesu ye mukama.
In believing that Jesus is Lord.
Era ye mulokozi wo.
And is your Savior.
Ke kasera.
That's this the time.
Mukirize.
You believe. And then you be baptized. And you die with him. And you raised with him. What should we do? There are those who seem under wonder.
And
the preparations are they are so great and special. We are in the other mode.
Focus of God TV.
Go Focus of God TV.
Focus of God Radio.
A Focus of God Radio.
Hey.
Yes.
Akasera ketuwasirisemu akatono.
The little time we kept silent is something
chisinga.
Good and better it's bringing.
Hallelujah. Tuwebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Kitaffe waguru weguli
yona. The Father above all the heavens.
Guru wako mbe Efeso nyamukaga.
Spoken Ephesians 4:6.
Nti Katonda omu.
That one God.
Kitewa bonna.
Father of all.
Ali waguru wa byonna.
Who is above all.
Ali mbyonna.
Who is in all.
Era akora mu byonna.
And he works in all.
Olwokuba ali waguru wa byonna.
Because he's above all.
Asigadde.
He's remained still working in all. Every situation remained working. Yes, he's still manifest. At times we do not just see him. The servant Job, when he was in the office of the Holy Spirit, in Job 23, verse 1 to 5, when he reached, when he reached the right, he did not see him. He looked the left, he never see him. When he moved forward, he never saw him, even going backwards. Because the situation had consumed him,
he
not realized God too in that situation he was working. Satan had destroyed. God was multiplying double of what he destroyed. Yes, I remember very well. Satan was destroying. God is multiplying double. As he keeps somewhere. Job could not see God do any work. God tells him, don't cry, but I've multiplied it double. And when the time came, God brought what he had doubled and restored it back to him.
And
when
you read
Job 1 verse 1 up to 5, you'll see the possessions he had. 500 flock of cattle destroyed.
And
God multiplied to thousands. Job is not yet seen that.
And
right now he's complaining. Have you seen that?
As he
reached the Job 22 42, and they are restoring double. The children were 7, he got 14. When did we destroy the seven? God was begging and planning to double. But one who can see that, one who believes Ephesians 4:6, that one God, first of all, who is above all, above all, and he works in all. In all he remains working. Yes. He remains working. We knew that Jesus
is
being beaten to be destroyed. God was raising us up. Yes. Are you seeing that? Tears were much as we saw him being beaten.
He moved
from Pontius Pilate. They have condemned him for death. Much beaten there.
As written
Isaiah 53, verse 1 to 10.
Make
sure that if you watch the film, you cry.
What
are they beaten by Jesus? You just thank. Thank you've been beaten for yourself. Those stripes are for yourself. We would have suffered for our sins, but we could not stand it. He saved us. Yes. When he buried him in the grave, his body was buried in the grave. These men are not easy and a problem with him.
No.
Then God said, we to believe him, all we've been buried with him. Let's wait to be reasoned with him. And we are in tears and weeping. Our Jesus is buried. Yet they have buried we all. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he comes raised up.
Those who cry, he's not there.
Maybe they stole his body. He began appearing to each individual, one by one. But have you ever realized why? So he died for all of us. When he rose up, he appeared to one by one. Even today, resurrection, he appears to you an individual. Issues of dying, he died for all of us. But raising us up, it's individual. Because it involves you to believe as an individual. Why did he rise up all publicly? And we all see his reason. Things of your resurrection with him, it's an individual basis. He appears as an individual, you believe him. And he knocks at the doors of your heart. Open, he enters, say, I've risen you up.
So,
resurrection, all did not see him once.
Dying
for us, all they saw him. Yes. We raised up together with him. The program moving on. Not everyone that rose up with him. So he died for all of us. He was buried as we buried with him. But resurrection, individual basis. 2, 3, or 4. I've understood well. You know we got on here.
Good Friday.
The Good Friday. The day they beat him. They beat him on the Good Friday. Yes. Why good?
Bad Friday,
how can they beat our Jesus like that? Bury him right on the Good Friday. Would that have appeared good? Ecclesiastes alone spoke it's good. The day of dying is a good day. I tell you why it's called a Good Friday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You can explain
Good
to people
Friday.
What Good Friday means.
Why is it
called the Good Friday?
Uh-huh. What
is Ecclesiastes saying? Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 1.
Erinye dunji lisinga mafuta agomugavu agomuwendo omunji. Nolunako oloku fiiramu lusinga olunako oloku zaalirwamu.
A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth.
Good Friday, vow.
Good Friday comes from here.
Kufakwe,
the day of your death, a very good day. The day of beating him, dying, be buried. It's a very good day. Because this verse spoke many things here.
It
spoke of his name above all names. It's a good name. Are we together? Yes.
We were.
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 1, a good name is better than precious ointment.
You know,
the only name above all names is goodness, the name Jesus. In the Philippians chapter 2 verse 11, right from verse 9 be nailed. 12. He was given a name above all names. Not any name through which we can be saved. Except the name of Jesus. It's better than an ointment.
Acts
10 verse 38. Yes. 10 verse 38. Jesus Christ the Nazarite, whom God anointed
with
the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good, healing all oppressed by Satan, because God was with him.
He
had anointing, it was his, it wasn't yours. What helps you is the name he gave you. You too have to get your own anointing.
That
gives from his. But he says his name is above all. It's better than all. You know, they spoke of him here. They say, and the day of death, the day of his death, it was greater, better than the day of his birth. When he was born, chaos arose. But the devils would have kept silent then. And they wait at dying for us. And they put their much strength that he never died for us. That was the best day for us. We've never been under the sun.
It's
better than the day of his birth.
For
if he had failed in the midst, we wouldn't have lived. If I say the day of death, it's better and good than that of birth. That's why you see it's called the Good Friday. Did you ever know that?
Speak
with your brother. You are one watching and hearing us. Ask Good Friday, how would you have answered it? We raise up together with him. We raise with the Lord Jesus Christ as we died with him.
Yes.
A good day. And when it comes, and you begin to tie to himself, you dance and thrice rejoice for him.
Yes,
thank Jesus, thank you for dying.
Therefore,
if you never die, I will not get be saved.
Umoyo guwange gwali teguona wo.
People will not be saved.
Nalimalira muggeena.
And then in hell.
Ah, ngoteka ka ebisenso.
And you put on veils and you dance and you drum. You dance. You dance on all tunes. Have you understood it? Go ask it to the other father whether he knows that.
Hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ashokubulire munno good Friday. Mubulire mugu atulire eyo.
Good Friday.
Era gwatula mu Focus of God TV one.
Focus of God TV here.
Ne Focus of God Radio.
And Focus of God Radio.
Wenongo tulira buli.
As you just hear us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mutegeze tuzukira muna chi.
Tell them we raise together with him.
We
buried with the Lord Jesus. And tell them.
Good Friday,
but what does Good Friday mean?
And where it come from?
What meaning is in it? The day of dying, of death. If Jesus never died, it's the best day on this earth. That's why Allah had stolen that day. That they worship him on that day.
Good Friday.
And he saw
that Friday.
It's
a very great day to mankind. They worship him on Friday. That's Allah. We raise up together with our Lord Jesus for the day of his death was better than that of his birth. You know when you read in Luke? Luke chapter 2. Right there, the Holy Spirit brought him in the womb. No one could stop the Holy Spirit bringing him in the womb of Mary. No one.
But
this of dying, yet to do it while in this body of flesh. Hindrances would have been much. God, if possible, the cup be taken from me.
And he said,
but not as my will.
Manina faba tuma onaba go be abegirizo twali twe chance
followers had we are fund and we don't die
ba filiranga na fetwe chance
those who die for we say we not die
gato bigani
yes
kakati awali obuzibu
now that's where problem was
kuzali watu wali obuzibu kubanga yali aleta
no problem for one was bringing
alina amanya gata yugatale teri ayinza muzi
no one can hinder him.
Omnipotent, the Holy Spirit.
Omnipotent Holy Spirit. He was bringing the words in the womb of Mary.
The
day of his birth.
Man,
the womb of Mary, it wasn't very hard.
We
read that in Luke. Let's read in Luke, we see.
Luke
chapter
1,
verse 26.
Aho mu mwezi ogw'omukaaga malaika Gabrieli n'atumibwa Katonda mu kibuga eky'eggaliraaya erinnya lyakyo Nazaleesi.
And in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth.
Olinnya olwabirimu omusanvu.
Verse 27.
Eri omuwala atamanyi musajja eyali ayogerezebwa omusajja erinnya lye Yusufu ow'omu nnyumba ya Dawudi n'erinnya ly'omuwala Mariamu.
To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary.
28.
And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, you that are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Verse 29.
Na ye yalikirira ekigambo ekyo. Nalowooza okulamusa okwo bwe kuli.
And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered in her mind what manner of greeting this should be.
Verse
30.
Awo malaika namugamba nti totya Mariamu, kubanga olabye ekisa eri Katonda.
And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. 31.
Era laba, oliba olubuto, olizaala omwana ow'obulenzi, olimutuuma erinnya Yesu.
And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son,
and shall call his name Jesus. Yes. Have you seen the name here? Ecclesiastes 7 verse 1. That's the name spoken of. It's a very good name. I would have spoken much of it, but it's no time for it.
But all
here we don't have a problem here. That name is above the name death, hell, lake of fire, sickness. All through we are okay. Even his birth.
There is
no any hindrances. Read verse 30 for you here.
Luke chapter 1
verse 34.
Mariamu nagamba malaika anti chiriba chiti echo.
Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man?
35.
And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Therefore also, that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. Yes.
The
angel was involved in this birth. Angels were involved. There is involving the Holy Spirit. That's spoken in Micah 2. Verse 6 and 7.
Spoken
the Spirit of the Lord is restricted. He cannot fail. You cannot restrict him.
The
womb to be born, it was easy. It involves the Holy Spirit. And when he was born, and they hunted to kill him. All through angels are still involved. They are warning in the Matthew chapter 2. The wise men come to look for him. Even Pharaoh. Herod too was seeking for him. Even they sought to kill him. In Matthew 2 you can write it down. All through the angels are still there. Even warning.
Joseph,
take the child Egypt, hide him there. Joseph. Herod
is dead,
take the child back home. But when it reached to dying for us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
While the mountain gets him many.
He's
remained with a cup by himself. He wants to abandon us. That day of dying for us was very important. That's why it's called the Good Friday.
Good Friday.
Have you understood it well?
So kwaniko mkono gwatulabe yo.
Ask you why Good Friday, how do you answer? Yes, our viewer, the one who hears us, explain to the neighbor that
me,
I was going to answer. It's called Good Friday because
you
begin from there we hear. Right there you thank the Holy Spirit who has saved us from beatings.
They would have
beaten us to explain that. But as
you
spoke in Proverbs 1, we are not to read there. Verse
23.
Accept my liberals. I pour my spirit upon you.
Draw
you understand my words.
Yes,
spoken in Ecclesiastes. The day of death is a good day. Yes.
Beat
you much kings till he died for us. And they called it Good Friday, a good day.
People called it
by the Holy Spirit.
Someone
who told them, call it the Good Friday. Might be there. What are we on in that moment? Right there, they display Jesus, they are carrying them.
And
so even the Jesus, what? They are kicking back those who are beating them. Hey. Jesus who was carrying crates of beer.
Like
designed the cross in the
crates
of beer. Drunk all the bottles.
Doing
that not been explained why called the Good Friday. Me, I saw him.
He's
dragging the crates of beer designed as a cross. He's all drunk. Then Saturday is called what?
Rabbi, can you go to Saturday?
What is it called? Huh?
Holy.
Holy Saturday.
Saturday to Kufu.
Yes. And we enter Easter Sunday.
Easter
Sunday. As today. But we began with the Good Friday.
Good Friday afuka good kubanga.
Good Friday became
good because
beatings we have beaten Christ for our sake.
Those
who explain to tell you why Good Friday, you will not be surprised. Till you bring out Ecclesiastes 7, display to them. The day of the death of Christ is better than that of his death, of his birth.
You
know Christmas here?
We rejoice
so much, but we ignore the day which is the best. Christmas. Yes. The songs are up and down. The songs how they are. You watching us.
And it's my Saturday.
Like that. I wish you a Merry Christmas.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
They're jumping up and
down. There
even others.
Batimba na nyone kuru te batimba.
This may decorate much, but that day, Easter they don't decorate.
Yet
it's the best and the good day.
It,
all days sacred under the sun is the best day. The day sacred on this earth. Tell me any other day attached on good. On this planet earth,
on
that day they attach it to be a good day.
There
are
65
days. Which other days are attached to good? Besides that of this month.
If you
understood and what happened on it, then go. We go to Holy Saturday. Easter Sunday like today.
As we
reach to eat, and the
waists
are all weary, broken.
Good Friday.
And on the Good Friday, we tie belts, we dance, we shake waists,
and
we wear hands, praise and worship.
Unto
the children of God and all your people of God,
it's
the best day and a good day under the sun.
Even
all our fathers from Adam,
it's
the day they waited for.
You know,
go on and look. Matthew
26.
Let's go, I show you.
Matayo, esuli ya bili mo mukaga.
Matthew chapter 26 verse 36.
Awo Yesu natuuka nabo mu kifo ekiyitibwa Gesusemani. Nagamba abayigirizwa be nti mutuule wano ngende eri nsabe.
Then came Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, Sit you here while I go and pray. 37.
Natwala Petero n'abaana ba Zebedaayo bombi. N'atanula okunakuwala n'okweraliikirira ennyo.
And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very distressed.
Olid.
Have you heard?
He
began to be sorrowful and distressed. And he said, My God.
Indeed,
I'm going to die for people.
Friday.
That's Friday. Right now it was like which time? Around the third hour. Beatings are not yet begun. All that day was moving up and down. Praying, capturing them through prayer. Being in a point, expect prayer is to say, deliver you.
Are
you still praying and demons beat you? What do you do next? It is so that prayer
it's
to deliver you from demons. As you still praying, demons beat you. You run off. Now Jesus, as we're still praying, they talk of this cup, and the cup has come.
He
knew prayer has not delivered him. What is last there? Believing. Faith is the substance of things hoped for that he will raise up. Prayers are more healthy. Deeper faith. Hide there. What can you do at that point, teacher Jago? Imagine
by
the means of prayer,
you know,
if you change your
plans,
you no demons are here, slap you in the midst of them. Demons come. Prayer is what was the last resort. Let's resist him in flee. He resisted his refuse. What next? You do not run.
Enter
into faith, carry your cross. Believe to resurrect and raise up. Even he began to have sweat of blood. His sweat began turning black. Means he prayed. Save me, Lord.
And
this cup is possible.
Die for people
Friday. To take good this Friday. As he was there, the Lucifers had come in with their servants. I'm going to beat you, you will understand. I told you, deny the Lord. Right in the law for manual for you refused. Now you have to finish all that you believed. Jesus had to enter deeper in the face he began with.
That's
very hard, and the prayers had become
much.
As you pray, the cup you deny it, it comes upon you. Right there, you enter where? Deep into faith.
You
do not run away.
Say
that
has
found you the Mount Gethsemane of prayer. You know, everywhere you will find you. Trouble has come. They drag him from there. Unto Pilate.
They took him from Pilate. Took him to Herod. That miracles there. They say, the madman take him back to Pilate. Pilate denied all. The Pharisees requested him be crucified. The religious people of then. He be crucified. They first take him crucifixion past. They first took him in the prison, gave him a crown of thorns. And they slapped him. They asked him, beaten you or our king. And they took him from there. As it was getting evening, around midday, we are on Friday. And they drag him. They go beat him with the big cross. The others were not the usual canes you know of. Not. These were canes of iron with rods which can tear you in pieces. Yes. No. Beatings which can tear you, tear the flesh with hooks. They had hooks. And they're like hooked. Beat you and tear you. That's what they call the Good Friday. You hear of. Up to the top of the cross and to his burial. Remember Saturday, they don't do any work. It's a holy Saturday. That they called Sabbath. Okay.
Things of burial.
They bury a sinner. They bury him on the holiday. Then on that day, entered hell, he does works of hell. Everyone who believes, they beat him for their sake.
Our day is sacred.
What we do on it is foolish as we bury him on Friday.
He's
on other official duties in the spiritual world. Holy Saturday, them two do not know why. Yes. It was the Holy Sabbath then. Don't do any work under the nether, even burial.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the holy ones, they
have
beaten a sinner. They
have
buried him immediately.
What
on the Holy Saturday? Don't handle it, but you think what? Official duties was doing on that Saturday.
He had begun
to do a work on the Saturday already.
He told them
on the Sabbath, when your sheep fall in the pits, don't you go get it up? Get out the pits we fell in the bottomless pits.
Hallelujah.
Yes. He went to the bottomless pit in hell, in the prison of the spiritual sins, the lost sheep there in hell. You speak.
I'm
going to go on the Saturday. I get the pit sheep which follow the pit.
Era ku lwomukaga.
And on the Saturday,
yali ali mu bunnya eri
obutakoma. The bottomless pit.
Mugeyena.
In hell.
Atatunda tuka kwete cyane.
Which that scripture.
Wale aga so much.
We wanted to read words.
Ndiga. Yegambo.
Kare kisome bakihurire
kijya kucyogera ko. We shall speak of it.
Matayo sura ya 12 n'urunyiriri olw'omunana.
Matthew chapter 12 in verse 8.
Kubanga umwana w'omuntu ya mukama wa sabbiti.
For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day.
Olw'omwenda.
Verse 9.
Navayo najja mu kunganiro lyabwe.
And when he was departed from there, he went into their synagogue.
Olinyola 10.
Verse 10.
Era laba mwalimu omuntu eyalina omukono ogukaze. Ne bamubuuza nga bagamba nti kirungi okuwonyeza omuntu ku sabbiiti neera bamuwawaabire.
And behold, there was a man who his hand withered, and they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him?
Olinyole 11.
Verse 11.
Nabagamba nti ani ku mmwe bw'aliba n'endiga y'emu n'emala egwa mu bunnya ku sabbiiti ataligikwata okugiggyamu?
And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? Verse 12.
Ti, o muntu, tasinga nyondiga. Kale kirunjo kolo bulunji ku sabbiti.
How much then is a man better than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. On the Sabbath he went. In the pits he got sheep from there. The lost sheep. Spirits of those lost from the era of Noah. And they are in the prison. Hell. The bottomless pits. The first Peter verse 18 business. But you want to divert me to the Sabbath. In the Sabbath. People don't know the realities of what happened. And he told them, after you bury on the Friday, I'll go in the pits on the Saturday. I get my lost sheep which got lost there. But can you to explain those things except you are in the heavenly journey? Explain the Bible.
And
right on the Saturday, he had gone in the pit. But let's go back to Good Friday. Because you can take me again to Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kakati
now
kurusoze eri gesimi sawa yakufa
Mount Gethsemane is the time of dying the Good Friday.
Kwega ila kugenze mumaso.
Prayer has moved on.
No burumi obwechitalo
with great pain.
Checha dira katulire.
What happened? Let's hear.
Matayo suri yabirimo mukaga no runyiri yose tumumu nana.
Matthew chapter 26 verse 38.
Aunaba gamba nti omoyo gwange gulike nnaku nyingi zigenda kunzita. Mubere wano mutunure nange.
Then said he unto them, my soul exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry you here and watch with me. He felt that pain is be on the flesh.
It's
right on the soul, the spirit. Which that began to enter his spirit. Matthew 3:18-21. Spirit went to redeem spirits in the prison.
Because
when I finish beatings of the flesh, I'm going to go to those of the spirit. Right then you could deny us. For the beatings in hell, in the prison of God, the bottomless pit, they were very wild. They cut him
asunder
and overturned him in the fires. The angels of hell
On the Holy Saturday. He had gone in the pits.
The spirit began to feel filled of sorrow.
And
can
fulfill that in Isaiah 53. He carried our sorrows. The chastisement of our peace. It was upon him. Connect this Matthew for you.
You've
been in Matthew 26, verse 38.
Let's
go connect it with Isaiah. The day was very hard.
Good Friday.
The Good Friday.
That understood
is good to us.
For
the day we died together with him. And then we learn the Holy Saturday.
It's
there redeem our brethren. The lost sheep in the bottomless pit. In hell. The prison of God. We enter Easter Sunday.
Azukira.
He raises up. Yes. He raised up from the dead. Then he raised us also. Those to believe him. All
who
believed him gave power become children of God. And God is not God of the dead.
He's
the God of the living.
So
he had to first raise us up. Then he gave us power be children of God. There are many words said on those days.
That began
at the beginning of the week.
We begin
to teach concern those days. And we teach and begin to instruct.
And
the Good Friday when you know it.
What?
Good Friday.
Kulia.
Eating. It's doing what?
Kulia.
Eating. Bere. Food.
Never busy.
And the roast pork.
I to sell a Good Friday.
So the Good Friday. And they moved the way of the cross. Yes. And they make cross which are not proper even. And they killed it by two stripes, three. That will give them the soul. You beat them thorough. Why try things they will not stand?
Isaiah 53, because of time.
Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Verse 2. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no stately form, no splendor. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
Verse 3.
He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Have you heard well?
Now,
what's in the Matthew 26:38? It's right here. Sorrow to the spirit and the soul. If you experience this sorrow to the spirit, then the body has to shed blood. Okay. Yes.
It
has to shed and cry blood. That's why that point we cannot stand and reach it. To reach such extent of sorrow. And you, if you are human, you just unclothe. That point we cannot reach that extent.
It's
not to unclothe before time.
It's
what caused blood to come as he sweats. He had retained his spirit. Pain can strike you and you want the spirit to uncheck from the body. Check out.
He
sweat to the ultimate.
And
blood began to come out as sweets.
In
and others say, I go mountain
praying, I
sweat blood. By the point you come, we will check from the body. For you cannot bear the pain
which
resists you get from the body. You, as the spirit, you cannot. The other one was God and is God. Closed human flesh.
He resists
to check from the body. When a person reached that extent of pain, they can even faint when it's lay hold of the spirit. Let's read the next verse in Isaiah.
Isaiah sura ya 5 mwezi 3 na ulinyiriri olwokuna.
Isaiah chapter 53 in the verse 4.
Mazima yeti kobuyinike bwaffe na situle nakuzaffe. Netwa mulowoza nga yakubibwa nafumitibwa Katonda. Nabonyabonyezebwa.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. Verse 5.
Naye yafumitibwa olw'okusobya kwaffe. Yabetentebwa olw'obutali butuukirivu bwaffe. Okubonerezebwa okw'emirembe gyaffe kwali ku ye. Era emiggo gye gye gituwonya.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Yes.
Twawonya.
No, people say his stripes heal you of HIV AIDS. Those are works of the Holy Spirit. Not of the stripes of Jesus. The other was heal us of the death and hell and the lake of fires. They told you before he was meeting prophets and not healing. There are works and there are of the Holy Spirit.
That is your Matthew 12:28.
I cast demons by the Spirit of God. The kingdom of God has come.
He
called disciples.
Matthew 10:1.
Give them power over demons to cast in them
and
to heal all manners of disease. All the power. Acts 1:80 says, when the Spirit will come, we give power. He gives power to do things of healing. But to heal the spirits. What you read here, his stripes we healed. We are healed the sickness of sin. We are healed from death. The everlasting death. Which begins in hell.
Ends
in the lake of fire. That's called the second death. What he healed us, we believe to be saved. Watching and hearing us. It's required you like that. The stripes are waiting to heal you. Don't mind how many sins there have been. He was beaten for your sake.
When
trouble is to come, you refuse to believe him. That's John 3:16 up to 18.
Where people
believe, he's already condemned.
They
are condemned of their sins.
And
the stripes they beat Jesus. They heal them and they refuse. Or they heal you and you refuse.
kati gibaita good friday
what they call good friday
ebibyagirike ebirungi
those were the good things indeed upon
it abikolerwa fi
and they done
since ajitanya kati
lunaku mu I cannot explain expound the whole day no
nokasira katono nyo kunyonyola
ebiyo short time explain all that happened
birasinga takubibwa bwati yakolebwa bwati
they do like that
bagambe nto kubona amono okwemirembe
je the chastisement of our peace we to get peace. You know peace.
This peace.
Half of the world is no peace. Of crossing roads. If we go come back where we have come from. And we eat what we want. That is not peace. Peace we are yearning for. That our spirits will not suffer all day. Our brethren think they have experienced peace on this world. Hell will squeeze them. There is no peace to the wicked. They wonder why God gave them
the
earth. The earth wouldn't have given them at all.
They have beat
them on the earth.
Then
he said that they
from generation to generation
the sufferings of hell which is forever.
Now,
if you have a peace we're heading on to even though in the world we have a few we pass through but to have a lasting peace in eternal life in heaven
it
came because we received all pain of all generations. It was put on him as one.
This is
of believing the Lord Jesus Christ. Not as it's preached in these generations.
Generation
be safe, get a woman, get a husband, you travel abroad, you get rich.
Those
are nothing. The meaningful things which happen move on upon your life. Those who turn to a condemnation which happened on the Good Friday. It happened on the Holy Saturday.
It
happened on the Easter Monday.
Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
Easter Monday.
And the Easter Monday. Yes.
When the Easter Monday,
Easter Monday too is very sacred.
We
began to appear to people individually
that
saved them, raise them with him. Those are there but they are not explained. Why
did
they put their Easter Tuesday?
Easter Monday?
You think why is there Easter Monday? Began to officially appear to people. And he promised to remain appearing to us. We live. It is alive.
He remained appear
to those who believe him. Jesus still appeared to us. All their days right there.
Good Friday.
You know that Good Friday.
From Adam, Good Friday.
All we are waiting for Good Friday when it will come. We eagerly waited for it. He died for us. 1 Corinthians 15:20-23. We all are died in Adam.
Christ
Jesus, we are to be risen up. We
eagerly
waited for it right from Adam. That day when it will happen. Those two in the heavens, angels waited for it. Those in the heavens are waiting to be sanctified. The day when it happened in this world, that God will save us.
And
they proclaimed the acceptable day of the Lord. That's the same day. The day of our salvation. Even things in heavens waited for it. But happens on the world, it passes like that.
Those
clothes well, the garments of the priesthood. The priesthood of God, but they don't know what happens then. Have you seen the problem you have there? On Good Friday, what did you do? You speak with your brethren as you're watching out there. And as you hear us. What were you on there?
Yeah. Friday,
it's good just Friday. The usual Good Friday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Didn't even have the mind to flash back. What happened? Others were rather argued.
Why
Good Friday when we were beating our Jesus? But we raise up with him. It's the main thing. Because when we died in Adam, we lost the heavenly body.
And
this body of death we are in today.
Yet,
Christ Jesus our Lord,
when
we raise with him,
we
are restored to the heavenly body.
And when
we unclothed this we have today,
our spirits
not be found naked
unto
those who believe. Those who don't believe the Lord Jesus Christ,
they
do all he commanded as they are.
When
we unclothe these bodies,
their
spirits will be found naked.
They
will be given the body of hell.
That's
book in Lamentation chapter 4. From verse 5 to 7. It's a very white body, very ugly.
Their
words joked in spoken on this world.
Good Friday.
What happened this Good Friday?
The passes
other Fridays were bad.
We have
one Good Friday in a year. All the other Fridays are not good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's
read here as we conclude because of time.
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse
20.
Naye kaakano Kristo yazuukizibwa mu bafu, gwe mwaka omubereberye ogwaba abeebaka.
But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept.
21.
Kubanga
okufa bwe kwabaawo ku bw'omuntu.
For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Verse
22.
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
23. Kristo gwe mwako mbereberye.
But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ's at his coming. Yes. We all be dead in
Adam.
We raised in the Christ Jesus. But each in his own order and time, when they beat him
Easter Monday.
On the Easter Monday. When he meets you in your ordinary place, that's where we two are still being met. 2,000 years past. 2,024 years. Yes.
Easter Monday
would have preached to people tomorrow. Jesus is to appear to people.
That
when they preach to Jesus or any of his
servants,
they are going to be on the door knocking. Jesus remained like that. Appear to different people. Those who believed him
and
those who not yet believed him. Why say you remain appearing to us?
But
right now, all those things, they are not taught.
Yet remember then there, we have a long journey. We have Philippians 2. Verse 9 to 12. Now we still have Romans 10. Verse 10.
A
person has to believe with their heart, to be given righteousness, to confess with their mouth, to be saved. They believe Jesus is Lord and is my Savior, and they get saved. And they enter in Romans 6, verse 3 beneath. We go baptize them. When we go baptize you,
baptize
you in the form of burying a dead body. We bury you like that, immersing you. We immerse you. When we read Romans 6, it
shows
we have to die together with him through baptism.
It will
be raised with him.
Now,
there is the first resurrection, that is the one.
We
baptize, die with him,
and
be raised up with him. Now, the second resurrection
is
what brings those who slept in him the day he will return. And it brings those spirits of those in hell. They raise up for judgment. But there are words. It needs to be explained on this world. Until you're watching us. And who hears us. There are words of depth. And there are days out there are sacred. There are sacred. They are celebrated. But wait, we don't think much. Because now all this we have looked in.
Preached
to people why they get baptized. Now the other brethren. I speak the brethren, the Catholics,
Protestants,
Orthodox, and the rest. Who baptize in the bowls?
Can
you ask? Can you bury someone in the cup,
bucket,
in the boil bucket?
There
are words meant to be moved through there. They move from the Good Friday. They enter Holy Saturday. They enter
Sunday,
Easter Sunday,
the Easter Monday.
And they are explained
unto
those who call themselves ambassadors of God. If they have been real, till these would have been ambassadors of them towards you. This is the agenda of those called religions of God and beliefs called to be of God. This salvation of truth, which in it they have included fake salvations. Read me that verse as I conclude. Which verse?
Barumi.
Abarumi esule yomukaga nolunyiriri olwokusatu.
Romans chapter 6 verse 3.
Obate mumanyi nga fefe na ababatizibwa okuyingira mu Kristo Yesu nga twabatizibwa kuyingira mu kufa kwe.
Know you not that so many of us, as we are baptized into Jesus Christ, we are baptized into his death. Have you heard
well?
We all go to be baptized. You were not yet baptized. This true baptism.
Because
this is where you went first in religions and in beliefs, the false beliefs. Even the false salvation. For there is the true salvation. This true baptism first starts when you are believed, preached to the word and you believe it.
As Romans 10 verse 10 says, a person believes the heart be saved. Believes the heart be given righteousness. And confess with the mouth be saved. Believe Romans 10 17 says, faith come from hearing and hearing the word of God. After you explain the word of God,
and
you preach too very well, concerning death of our Lord Jesus Christ and the resurrection required of you to believe.
As Philippians
to tell you 9 to 12, you have to believe Jesus is Lord and you confess with your mouth to be saved. After there, after
we
made you a disciple,
Matthew
28
verse 19
unto 20, go make all nations disciples, then baptize them.
After
come a disciple, you understand them well. We take, bury you with Jesus in baptism. But even though it was said,
baptize
in the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we do not baptize three times. We don't immerse that in the name of the Son we bring you up. The Father, the Son, and we don't do it like that. When a person is buried, they bury once and they bring them up once if they are to resurrect. But a person can they
raise
up, allow them to be taken back the second time in the grave? Is that possible?
But those who baptize,
immersing people three times, they are not doing it right.
Immerse
you deep as person disappears into the grave.
But
you have to hold the nose.
Just
as they did, they cover the nose.
Dead
person, they put things in the holes. They put things in the nose. Cover it. Hold that nose like that. Immerse it with the water.
Just as
a dead body should not breathe. A dead body, why breathe then? Because your eyes, the dead body should not see.
That's why
all the dead bodies, they cover the eyes. Maybe they baptized you as your eyes are opened. Hey, how do you do that?
These
are baptized in the boils and in the pools. You didn't understand what that means. There are those still agile.
Baptize
in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Baptize with the name of Jesus, one. You want to deny that the Father is not there?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, baptize
that the next verse is said, we raise till with him we bring you back. These are key signs. Romans chapter 6, verse 4.
Chetuava tuzikibwa awamuna ye mukubatizibwa. Okuyingira mukufa. Nga Kristo bweyazukizibwa mu bafu olw'ekitiibwa kya kitaawe. Bwetu kyo naffe tutambulirenga mu bulamu obujja.
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that just as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Yes.
Involves
newness of your life.
It begins
to show that.
Now,
right, you've been risen up.
Moved
from the other life of death.
where
you lost the heavenly body. Jesus rose from baptism, and the Spirit descended upon him. He came with the heavenly body, he came with the gifts.
Also,
prophets and the pastors. Many things happen there. But all those words, they
are
beginning to be explained right from Good Friday. Why it's called Good Friday?
And
where was the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ, the much suffering? Beaten and bespoken. Those who cannot bear up to death. That's why Ecclesiastes began telling you. Ecclesiastes 7:1. That a good name
is
better than ointments.
And
the day of death is so better than the day of your birth.
Good Friday.
Called the Good Friday. For that's the day of dying for us. Of all the sufferings which happened on him. But much is not really explained under the sun.
First, when
we have allowed the accept the reproofs of God, he pour on us his Holy Spirit
to
help us understand his words.
But
those he gave to the people put in place these days. Apostle Paul by the Holy Spirit said
that the
people celebrate all days. Others celebrate one.
But
all if they do it for the Lord, then it has no a problem. For their sake, as the world does today.
Good Friday,
Good Friday comes.
Saturday
comes.
Easter Sunday
comes.
Easter Monday.
But they don't do them for the Lord. Can we enjoy the clothings? We change foods. Perhaps. We change houses. And we decorate them. Most of you get drunk out there. The alcohol just made by men.
The
alcohol, fornication, and adultery, all that is there.
On
that day is when they get most drunk of those. The alcohol of bananas. Yeah.
And
alcohol of fornication and adultery. Others have already gone to that. Those they died to move from those. Mostly of the religions. They don't when they are very humbled. Now they no more understand. They call it thug. They are moving places now. They visited village and the cities. Moving. Now, as if they are possessed this time. If this time God has not brought you from there, you would have been moving up and down. Looking for where is any sweat, what is everywhere.
You'd
be thinking of condoms now.
Pills.
Where
is it?
Let me first take pills. You know what would have been
on
now? Then thank God you're watching and hearing us.
Thank you
for raising us with him.
As
our program of the head and the study of ears. Do you know what would have been upon you now? Right now you say, I'm going to sleep in the shoes. As if you all enter in it and you sleep in it. That you're going to
overdrink.
Oh,
over what?
Over-drinking of alcohol.
Over-drinking alcohol. Oh, that's over-drinking. Oh, fine. I wonder what's on the head. There's no understanding at all. Even those who are
in
these sacred days, those preachers in the churches, as we speak, perhaps the ones who first go into drinking, they already thought of the tithes and the offering. The seeds are going to work for them then. The pastor has already made calculations.
Good Friday,
I'll make this money.
On the Saturday.
Easter Sunday. And it gets worse.
Easter Monday,
they are so tired, they no more understand.
Easter Monday,
do you think they understand?
Hangover
is on them.
See,
it's not alcohol. Even of the discord.
And you shook
all the bones, you broke them. But they ask, why were you shaking them? It's Easter. That's the utilize they have changed. For they got, they conceived. That has changed.
Others,
the bodies are bolted on their heads. There are some parts that possess their heads now. They are one speaking. Now you go to John.
That's
when they have not clothed. It's not a day of clothing, so that complicated clothing. You have to cloth easy clothes that you quickly ease sin flaw. They just cut cloth upon themselves. But we thank God who saves us. We thank Him, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You see your humble
so
down. You look to that your neighbor. You speak with them as you watch and hear on us. Ask them. My flash. Tell them right now which size of cloth had you put on now. You move saying today, a girl, you say, I'm not missing today. I will not return home as I have gone. Hey, it's resolution. The gods, they say, it has to stray today.
We thank
God who has told us the truth.
There
some of the born again out there. They are already wild by now. Not that we cannot go to rejoice. But what would have you rejoiced over what we don't understand? Only sin and evolved. Men, right now, condoms have sold off.
Reaching
the morning, they are no more in stock. Alcohol.
And
wake up in the morning, we say. We draped Easter.
President
worldwide presidents are happy. Who of us still understands? Except we whom the Holy Spirit is helping. But Romans say that no one is righteous. All have seed, no one understands. Right from our leaders. They come, they know they are in the world. But as those ambassadors of God are, they cannot dare tell us things of God.
You know,
we don't insult, but we are trying to tell them. Pricing that right now government has to make much tax through alcohol in these days. At least
we
would have abolished this day to sell alcohol all these days. People to wake up and they move from the beneath in the bottomless pits and they go up into heaven and they think of heaven.
They
would have abolished and say for those days and their
secrets,
we've abolished alcohol, sell of it. Anyone we find drinking, you will face it.
It
would have helped people. You did think that it is a sacred day. But as I conclude, celebrating sacred day is not bad. In Romans chapter 14. Romans 14, verse 5.
Omuntu omu alowooza olunaku olumu okusinga olulala, omulala n'alowooza ennaku zonna okwenkanankana. Buli muntu ategererenga ddala mu magezi ge yekka.
One man esteems one day above another esteems all every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. You have to first be persuaded. If you decide to celebrate all, you'll be proven the reason why you celebrate all. If you choose one,
first
be persuaded in your head why you celebrate it. Get proof enough why.
And
what they did with the Lord Jesus.
That's
what happened on Good Friday. Holy Saturday,
you've
not gone to it, but I've hinted a little in it.
Easter Sunday.
Total resurrection when it happens.
Easter Monday.
When it begins to appear to people. Appears for them forever and ever.
Easter Monday
is for remembrance
that
Jesus still appeared to people. Jesus can still meet you. He can still change your life. But days which are just hanging, they are not
understood.
But he said, first get persuaded why you celebrate that day. Get all information. You have all proof. Why? If you do like that, you are free celebrating that day. If you have
not
understand, just ignore what to estimate. For his condemnation before God, esteem celebrate something you don't understand. In all those there are the sins. All those there are unrighteousness. You do something, but not in righteousness. Not in truth. Now the world is like that. All those are condemnations celebrating something in a long day, a wrong way. And you don't have proof why you esteem and celebrate that day.
Abalumi esule ye kumi nenya na ulunyiriri olomukaga.
Romans chapter 14 verse 6.
Alowoza olunaku alulowoza kubwa mukama waffe. Noyo alya kubwa mukama waffe. Kubanga yebaza Katonda. Noyo atalya kubwa mukama waffe. Era yebaza Katonda.
He that regards the day regards it unto the Lord. And he that regards not the day to the Lord, he does not regard it. He that eats, eats to the Lord. For he gives God thanks. And he that eats not, to the Lord he eats not, and gives God thanks. Yes.
Kati agambie.
He said,
"Bosala okuzulu naku."
He said to celebrate the day.
Tukuzenga kulwa mukama.
You celebrate for the Lord.
Sikululwo.
Not for your sake.
Tulowoze ko mukama bichi byarukolera ku.
Think of what God did upon it.
Era makuru chagali kulunaku.
What meaning is on that day?
Tuline naku enala zitukuzizo munsi.
Other days we celebrate in the world.
Netubera nesunga.
But we have a reason.
Is it simba?
Main reasons.
Why do we celebrate
those days we marked as humans?
Era Independence Day ya Uganda bwetuuka.
Independence Day Uganda when it comes.
Or
of any other nation. They have a reason why.
Mbukubanga bafuka
badde. Because they became free. Right from the colonial masters. Who colonized them.
Nenna kuzituukanga za kutunula. Okuveri omufuzi omubi Satan.
Come and to redeem us from the wicked one Satan.
Netuwebwe dembe mukama wa Yesu.
Even liberty by Lord Jesus.
Naita bakoye na abazituweredwa na abawe chiumuru.
We are rebounding
to grace.
Don't think of them to be anything. And we have women's day. Think of them to birth us. And we never think they just birthed us the second time.
The
days are put there. But nations there. Their days. They celebrate the march. Even Fool's Day is there.
1st April.
Who are those fools there? It's cool for the people in the world that many fools there. To remind them there are fools that sanity be restored in them. Ecclesiastes, how we
saying,
I saw all people filled with foolishness. If you give me teach on that day, it will be interesting. Fool's Day.
And
I ask if they reject the word of God, what wisdom is in them? I'm sure they are all foolish. You remind me on that day. If the Spirit don't remind me, I work with him. Work with him, remind me. I teach of the Fool's Day. Tomorrow.
Why Jesus is appearing
people and they are calling themselves fools? They reject the wisdom. Wisdom of God, they don't believe.
Now
we like get time. We start of the Fool's Day.
Hallelujah.
Understand why you eat.
Ekati waliwone yali dobli.
Why did you eat then? Eating today never differed from that of days past. You have eaten as you thank God. You thank the Father.
Who gave his Son Friday.
Right from the Good Friday. He died for us. In the much beatings.
On Saturday
you redeemed us from hell.
He
came out with the spirits of those who believed him. They refused to believe and you fall, there's no chance. We thank him for today.
When
he rose up with him unto us who believed him.
And you don't
believe him, there is still chance. Till you see him come on the clouds the second day. That chance still stands.
Mr. Monday
will be appearing. I think to the fools, they be told not to reject the word of God. They open for him to enter.
They
say the fools there?
Fool.
Fool. F-O-O-L. Fool. Why did they put that there? Ecclesiastes told us what's moving on. He saw all people and they are foolish. And they are filled of wickedness and evils. And there appeared a man in the city who redeemed them. But they did not consider him. We have things to do. We're preparing television.
Focus of God TV.
Focus of God Television. Okay. But on that day, though, you don't eat.
No,
thanking God, that's important. Eating, thanking God, not eating the same. The main thing is
thank.
I've understood why that day is there. And the other is thanking. Eating the cassava, eats. But the other divorced, didn't eat. Because you don't understand why that day is there. You thought it was to buy for you a gomes on that day.
So in Nakwezo.
So both days. After we have prepared well our programs,
days
when they will reach, we shall begin to teach them from Monday
up to the
Friday.
At least
reaching Thursday,
and we finish
teaching both things to remind them to the world concerning those days. May God bless you. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for watching us on all of our channels. Let's meet.
Amen.